Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And it's just you and me, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it's just you and me. I want to talk about next year. I want to talk about what you should be thinking about for next year. And one of the things I like to say is if you want to find out what a business owner is what a business is going to do in the future, you should ask the owner. So here's my question, owners. Have you been asking yourself? Have you been looking in a mirror? Have you sat down in front of a mirror and said, okay, what am I going to do next year? What's it looking like? You know what? You should do that. You really should. And you might be thinking, okay, well, what questions should I ask? What are some of the things that I should be asking myself about next year? And that's a reasonable question. I mean, you got so much on your mind. So what I've come up with the help of John Deeney, our good buddy John Deeney, who's was on the show not too long ago, with his help, with some suggestions and my commentary, I'm gonna come up with I've got about five questions here that I want you to consider asking yourself about next year. And here's the first one: how much business do I plan to do next year? How much business will my business do next year? What will be my sales volume for next year? So that's what you're going to ask yourself. And so how do you do that? How do you determine how much you're going to sell next year? Well, you want to look at what you did this year, right? And you can say, okay, you can use a simple approach and say, let's grow at 5%. Let's grow at 10%. Then plot that out. Put that into your projections. And, if you haven't built a financial projection model, this would be a good time to do that. And I have done an entire segment on the importance of building a financial projection model. But if you build that model, when I ask you these questions, when you ask yourself these questions, how much am I going to grow next year? What are my sales going to be? You can actually come up with a factor based on a lot of different things, right? The overall economy, the local economy, pricing, all the various factors. You can come up with a number, and let's say that's 5%. You can stick that 5% in, and it'll ripple through that model all the way across the 12 months of the year in your financial model. It'll ripple through that, and you can see what it'll do to your profitability, to your cash, etc. So I hope you build that model, and if you don't know how, get somebody to help you. Let somebody help you build a financial spreadsheet projection model. You can do it in Excel. You do it in Excel, Microsoft Excel. It's easy to do once you get used to it. Once you get started, not a lot. There's not a lot to learn, but there is a little bit to learn. So I encourage you to do that. Anyway, so how much are you going to grow next year? And you should ask yourself that question. You shouldn't just be wandering around, you know, taking the marketplace as it comes to you. You should set a goal for yourself. All right. Once you determine how much you're going to sell, what's your gross profit going to be? Now, the gross profit is, to me, gross profit is what we call above the line, and that's gross sales minus cost of goods sold before operating expenses. Whatever that number is, it's simple math. It's just simple subtraction. You just take one number, you subtract the other number, and whatever that number is, that's your gross profit. But you also want to convert that into a percentage, so you can kind of see what your gross profit percentage is. So you should, if you don't know what your gross profit is, get somebody to help you, get an accountant or a CPA or somebody to help you understand what gross profit means. Now, then you should ask yourself these questions. What is it going to take? What do I have to do? What do I have to buy? What do I have to borrow? What do I have to, you know, beg, borrow, or steal? How much time do I have to work? How many days do I need to put into it? How far do I need to walk? Who do I need to ask? what is it that's going to help me achieve those goals? Should it be better advertising, more training for my people, better products, a new line of products? What are the things that I need to do to accomplish those sales goals that will move my business forward and help me to find the kind of financial success, the kind of business success, the kind of professional fulfillment that I want? What's that going to take? Find out what those things are, and then find out what it takes. And that's another project, right? To find out how you're going to make that happen. You're going to get better training. You need more capital. You got to go talk to your bank or whatever. So break it down. Break this thing down like this, folks. Here's another question. What will be my role in the company in the coming year? You might say, well, duh, I'm the owner, right? And I appreciate that. But you got to think of yourself as two things, as a manager and as an executive. The manager manages the business as it stands today. The executive is in charge of where the company's going. And you have to fill some of the management jobs, depending on how big your company is, some of the management assignments, but you have to fill almost all of the executive assignments. So make sure that you're doing this. As you grow your business, as you bring on more help, as you have people who can help you, fire yourself from one job that you don't have to do anymore, jobs that you used to have to do because nobody else was there. Fire yourself from those jobs and promote yourself to a job that nobody else can do. Every executive, every business owner should be getting rid of one job and promoting themselves to the new jobs that are coming on. As you grow your business, new assignments will happen. So think about that. What can I fire myself from this year, and how do I promote myself? What jobs do I need to promote myself to? Here's the last question to ask yourself. What is the most important thing for me personally this year? What am I going to try to accomplish? What would be the thing that would make me the happiest from a personal standpoint this year? And what would it take to accomplish that? More time with the family, more golf, more, you know, whatever it may be, more travel. Don't say more work. The business is going to take care of that. Think about that. What is it that you want out of, you know, that's the beauty of being a business owner. You should be able to find balance and that should, you should have that, at least that much control over your life. Think about those questions, folks. Don't forget to look in the mirror and ask yourselves these questions. I'll take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
So ferry, cross the Mersey, cause this land.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.